Harper and Harper Audio present Together by Keith F. Miller Jr. Performed by Landon Woodson, Eric B. Anthony, and Skylar James Bailey. This book is dedicated to you. May this story wrap its arms around you and remind you, because you exist, hugs, hope, and healing are possible. Part 1. Homecoming. 1. Jay. In the car on the way home from the hospital, I'm grateful to finally be leaving. In a couple of weeks, I should make a full recovery. At least that's what they say. But everything still hurts. Every time I close my eyes, I see fire, I smell smoke, and I feel the heat as I choke. If I don't remind myself of the truth, that we made it out, that I'm alive, I'm stuck in my memories on repeat. The doctors gave me an inhaler to help with the symptoms from smoke inhalation. But what about the pain they can't see, that only I can feel? I clutch the inhaler, more aware than ever of what it can't do. And as our house comes into view, something catches my eye. A massive pot of flowers. We've received tons of them at the hospital. But this one is missing the Get Well Soon ribbon. Mama pulls into the driveway, cautious. Y'all stay in the car. I'll be right back. Huh? Ma. Ma. Jacob asks as he opens his door. But when Mama threatens him with her eyes, my big brother, in all his muscular glory, stays seated, even though he refuses to close the door. What's wrong? Mama walks closer to the flower pot, brown bleeding into blue. Its flowers, white upside down trumpets, are beautiful, but she looks at them like they're dangerous.
They probably from Jay's doctor who couldn't stop smiling at you, Jacob says.
Mama takes the pastel yellow envelope from one of the stems and reads it with a blank face. Suddenly, she crumbles the card in her hand, then storms into the house. She reappears, holding Dad's hatchet, and lets loose a fury that levels the plant down to its jagged stems. We stare at her, surprised. When she's done, heaving, she wipes her forehead and says, "Y'all come on out and head into the house. We'll clean it up later." What just happened? What did the card say? Who is it from? Jacob says just loud enough so Mama hears him from across the lawn as we walk over, but soft enough so she won't think he's yelling. Nothing and nobody. Mama kicks one of the fallen trumpets. Y'all wash up and get ready for dinner, she says, walking into the house. Before Jacob can say anything else, I gently steer him inside by the reins of his t-shirt. Out of Mama's sight, we both hover just before the stairs, stealing a glance as we hear her throw the crumpled card into the kitchen trash. You think the flowers might be from Dad? I ask as we climb. Doubt it. And who? I follow Jacob into his room, pushing for any clues, and close the door behind me. You think it could be someone we don't know? Suddenly, the room spins, and it's as if I'm back with Leroy, both of us trapped in the back office of Reese's Diner, smoke filling the room. I try to close my eyes, anchor myself in the present, but it's a trap. The darkness only makes it worse. Now I'm stuck. I can feel the heat seeping in from the other side of the locked door. There is no one to hear us but the crackling flames hissing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?